Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
This is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This, it's a show of DIY do's and don'ts, and I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown. I'm here in lovely Grass Valley. It's a sunny day. And you're in lovely LA, and it's probably sunny down there too, because it's always sunny in 70 to 80, something like that, right? In LA. What was it? What was it? LA story?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool.
Steve Martin was like, just another 70 degree day. And
we know how to live. No, yesterday was overcast and sweater weather, which was so cool. It was like literally cool. So I drove to the beach and like was even colder. So it was pretty great. And then I looked at the weather app, and apparently for the weekend, we're going to be in the 90s. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. It's that time of year. It's the shoulder season, as we call it in the HVAC department, because it's like, it's usually not too cold for heat and not really too hot for AC. So people just kind of leave windows open, and we don't have a lot of demand calls for heating and air at this time of year.
It's actually kind of nice, right? So you have good air quality right now, I think, too. So that's helping.
Yeah. No, it's been nice. I mean, we had rain the other Monday night and cooler temperatures in the morning. And I'm actually wearing jeans for the first time this season.
So you've covered your legs.
I was holding on to summer and I'm like, I'm not going to do it, man. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to wear pants. But yeah, it was a little chilly this morning.
So a little chill in the air. No, it's the best season ever. It's that season where it's all still possible and you don't know it's coming from day to day. So it could be cold, could be hot. You don't know, could be perfect. But you guys are going to have the, I'm being distracted by a noise outside my house. Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Squirrel.
I don't know what, like a squirrel colony of like, they're like having a fight out there. So you're in that cool time of year where like the leaves are going to start to change. So you're going to start to have some really beautiful sights.
I've seen some on a few trees that are going red. So that's pretty.
Yeah. Nice.
That's pretty. Yeah. And it's been pretty crazy here. I had a training session with our newish guys down in Auburn from the Jeffco crew, and man, so happy they're part of the team. Did some customer service training with them, and they're just on it. Really sharp. So yeah.
Well, that's the bonus. That's the bonus of having a business that's kind of family owned, you know, kind of family owned and operated. Cause and people will be able to, if they go to our website, easyasabt.com, later today, actually, I will be putting up kind of a cool video we did about kind of the history of ABT and like why, you know, kind of came together.
I got into what I'm doing.
Right. But it's always nice to you know, work with people that are doing it because it's more than just a paycheck. So, you know, we might not always be perfect. We might not always, you know, get we're going to try for 5 stars with ABT every single experience. But what's really cool behind the scenes I get to see is the people that do work for ABT are so like really, really, really want to kind of outdo themselves, right? It's almost like they have a contest going on, like who can deliver better service. And I got to say, like, that's not just me saying that. That's a lot of feedback I hear. So look, if that's what you're hearing out in the community, that's a pretty good indicator. You got a good crew.
We got a good culture going.
That's great.
Good culture. The staff, that's great. Staff are amazing. And we got some really, really great people. So yeah, it's been a good day.
Good.
So weather's good. So with that, with the changing seasons, we thought we'd talk a little bit about getting your house prepared. Because I don't know about you, but for the past couple mornings, we've actually had fires in our fireplace in the morning to kind of take the chill off the air. So there's a lot of things you can do to, you know, get prepared for this cooler weather. And I'm sure some people out there had their fireplaces going as well, just to kind of warm up the house. I know it's going to, you know, today's Wednesday. We pre-record this. So it's looking like it's going to be in the mid 70s today. So just to take the chill off in the morning, because it was in the, you know, 40s last night, warm up the house a little bit. So yeah. So a couple of things. So I'll start with fireplace. So one of the things that you can do is what I had to do we have a gas fireplace because I got kind of tired of moving firewood as I get older and my back's all messed up from too many years of crawling underneath houses and lifting things that I shouldn't have been lifting.
And just old age, but that's okay.
And just old age. I mean, to be honest, my back hasn't been the same since I was 18 and working for my dad, where he had me dig out the perimeter of a foundation on the inside. And it was anything from, it was on a hillside, so it was anything from 20-foot ceiling to 18 inches. And it was all buckets, 5-gallon buckets. And it was a mansion on Parnassus and down in San Francisco up here, USF. And oh my gosh, yeah, my back has never been the same since I did that job. But in any event, I don't move firewood anymore. I have a gas fireplace, which I love. And my wife really wanted one. We put it in, but you have to light the pilot. So if you haven't already done that, light the pilot. Turn it on a couple of times. Make sure it actually comes on and make sure that nothing has gotten into the flue where the byproducts of combustion go, where the, you know, the flue gases go. Because birds and insects and other things have a tendency to find a nice little cozy spot there during the summertime because it's out of the sun, it's out of the weather, and you don't have a pilot lit, so they're not going to get asphyxiated. So take a look at that flue. Make sure it doesn't have any paper wasp nests in it. Make sure it doesn't have a bird in it. We've found birds in flue pipes before, and where water heaters weren't working. Because a bird got into it and died. And sorry, didn't mean to freak you out. But these are things you want to definitely check. When you have a gas burning appliance, you want to make sure that those things have not been impacted by.
I want to make sure.
We live in Nevada County, right?
I would really like to, yes, make sure that this, the imagery alone is making me a little queasy, but that's okay.
That's a whole other show about the animals we found in different bad spots and people coming in, electrical and gas appliances, furnaces. In any event, so light the pilot, make sure the flue is working. If you have a wood burning fireplace, don't do as Andrew did and buy those little logs that say they sweep the chimney. Because I know when I first moved up here, I thought, oh, cool, I don't have to sweep my chimney. I'll just use these logs that I can pick up at the hardware store. And lo and behold, we had a chimney fire. So while I was not home, I was at work. My wife had to call the fire department. And of course, fire department shows up. And who's there but somebody she actually grew up with. So she's embarrassed. And it was not good. So don't try using those. Actually sweep the chimney. If you're capable of doing it yourself, you can get kits with fiberglass rods where you can actually just take the brush and sweep the chimney yourself. Make sure once you do sweep it to get all the products underneath, all the creosote and resin that's fallen, you want to open that up and get it out. That's a little tricky. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't do it. Hire somebody. I found that later on in my life, and actually when we moved to a house that had a much steeper pitch, I was way happier just to hire somebody and pay the $200 or $300 to have somebody come and do it. Cause, I've known way too many people have fallen off roofs, way too many of my friends and acquaintances have fallen off roofs, and I've had some really bad instances of broken hips and backs and necks, and it's bad. So if you are getting on a roof, be careful.
I have to find a photo somewhere. I think it lives on the internet somewhere. I actually did a couple of years ago go up upon a roof, real high, like the pitch was crazy. And I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I really don't know what I was thinking, but I was like, sure, I'll do that.
I'm empowered.
Like, I've got spidey senses. I totally got this. So I went up there and I was like, this is this is not for the faint of heart. I did knock off all that yucky black stuff that kind of comes up. And, you know, I think what got me to do it, Andrew, was quite frankly, the fear, because if someone didn't go do it, the idea that like it would cause a out of control flame on the roof was what really motivated me to get over my discomfort with heights. And I did it, but I got to tell you, that's not something I would probably volunteer to do again. I don't recommend it.
It's way more affordable than you think. Call it. There's plenty of chimney sweeps in our area that do a great job. They actually know what they're doing. They do.
There's that. There's that.
5 or 6 of them a day, as opposed to you doing it once every year. So they really know what they're doing. It's way better to hire somebody. But yeah, and that's another thing you should be doing if you're using your fireplace or your wood burning stove on a regular basis. If you don't know this, because some of you may have just moved up here and are just getting used to having the fireplace or the wood burning stove, you should be doing that on an annual basis. If you're using it more than just on the rare occasion for an ambiance type of thing, if you're actually using it for heating, which a lot of us do up here, you want to make sure you clean that thing out because it can catch your house on fire. So be careful. So that's another thing you should really do to get ready for this season, this changing of the season. Another thing that I was doing around the house is, you know, blowing leaves. We're in fall, right? We're getting that pre-fall because of the drought where we're getting a lot of leaves that are dying off the oak trees and stuff and dropping. So clearing out, I clean up the gutters in the house. I cleared the gutters on the driveway to make sure that runs off really well. Do that sort of thing, get rid of the leaves. Speaking of driveways, that's another thing. I've got a buddy who does driveways, and he told me, yeah, keep that gutter clear because that will save your driveway. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, most driveways will have a crown where the water can run off on either side or at least to one side and have some way for the water to run off. You want to make sure that area is clear so it doesn't dam up. Because if you get too much water on the driveway, it can pull away the aggregate. You can pull away some of the substrate too. So you want to make sure you have all that clear and you don't want puddling. The other thing that you want to do is keep all those leaves and twigs and pine cones off of there if you can, because if you just continue to drive over it, it breaks down, turns to dirt. Now you don't have a gravel driveway anymore. You got a dirt driveway. So get that stuff off, get the organic material off of your gravel driveway. You know, your driveway will last a lot longer that way. Couple other things to think about this time of year is your irrigation. You probably don't need to leave your irrigation on as long as you did during the heat of the summer, where we had consistent 90 degree days, 70 degree evenings, 80 degree evenings, and completely drying things out. You can cut back and talk. If you don't know how far you need to cut it back, talk to your nursery, look it up on the internet. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of resources out there. I'm not a landscaper, so don't ask me, but I have a landscaper friend who helped design our yard, and she's told us what to do. So Elizabeth Poston, if you're out there listening, if you don't know about her, look her up. She's amazing. She does a lot of work on the downtown. She's the one that's been in charge of getting all the planters set up and helping with a lot of stuff down there. Amazing residential landscape architect. So look at your irrigation. As the season starts to change a little further, as we start getting into winter, if you don't have a way of isolating your irrigation system by actually being able to turn it off, now is probably the time to think about that. Because when things start to freeze, we get a lot of calls where irrigation valves blow up because they freeze and then they explode when things thaw. If you can isolate it and drain it down, if you're done watering for the season, that's a big help. So now is the time to start thinking about that, because that's, before you know it, we're going to be in winter, right? It just starts to happen this time of year. The season just moves so fast, because once it's Halloween, then all of a sudden we got Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas. Oh my gosh, yeah, it's crazy, right?
You turn into Buddy the Elf, because you actually find I find this time of year for me personally, it goes from September 30th to what are your New Year's plans? So I mean, yeah. It really does not operate like the normal time. So use this time wisely.
definitely. Yeah. Also with your plants and stuff, start thinking about what needs to be cut back, what needs to be tied down. As we get into, you know, the rain hopefully continues, knock on wood. We want to get some more rain to kind of knock this fire danger out. Fortunately, we did have a little bit, but it wasn't enough. So those are some things. Outdoor lighting, make sure that your outdoor lighting is functioning, because I know a lot of us don't necessarily use our outdoor lighting during the summer months because it gets dark so late. And I don't know about you, but man, I'm going to bed earlier and earlier the older I get. I'm in bed at 9:30 now. It's crazy. 10 o'clock. Getting up at 5:30, 6 a.m. It's nuts, man.
I won't comment.
We're going to dinner at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. Yeah. You know, it's like the early bird specials.
I know. You know. All I will say is that my people know. Don't bother to text me after like 9:30 because my phone's probably on silent. I'm not going to say I'm asleep or in bed, but I am not. I should be no one's emergency contact. Let me just put it that way, because it's not that I don't care if something happens to you, but honestly, if it's after like 9:30, I'm probably not going to know about it till the morning. So. Don't waste your call on me. Like, you know, someone that's younger and more agile and more awake at 9:30 is probably a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been like 7 o'clock myself. Yeah. I don't even return people's phone calls after seven.
It's just rude. That explains a lot. You don't even return text unless the phone is in your hand. Yeah.
Nope,
yeah.
Not after seven.
Like, you have that's become a really old person.
Yeah, I'm an old curmudgeon. So it is what it is, right?
Oh my God.
More and more cranky the older I get.
You do. Okay. You do. That's another show. Yeah, that's another show.
Where are we? Lights. So yeah, check all your lighting, make sure it's functioning, change light bulbs if you need to. And that's some good stuff. And gosh, I'm starting to run out of things to think about. I should have wrote a script for this, but I didn't write a script.
I got your back. So I just want to like hit the pause button and just remind you that I did offer to give you co-executive producer, status now, because you helped come up with this. Usually it's me. You got a text from me going, boss, I'm burnt out. What do you want to talk about? Yeah. So one of the things you came up with a little list. So I have it here. I'm going to refer back to it. So, you did talk about a few things there, but, did you touch on the generator yet? Because now would be a great time for us to check in on generators, either getting them or checking the setup or doing the maintenance, because you're going to need it soon.
Yeah. Yeah. And if your generator has been sitting, with fuel in it, and if you didn't put fuel stabilizer in it, do that now. If you didn't put fuel stabilizer in your generator, pull all the fuel out of it, put it in your car or something, or find a place to dispose of it, put fresh gas in it, put stabilizer in it. It will mess up the carburetors on those generators pretty quick. So and fire that sucker up. Make sure it's actually working. Make sure that that's ready, because you don't want to find out that the spark plug's gummed up or the carburetor's not functioning when you're out of power. And I don't know about you, but we were without power yesterday, I think. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Oh, really?
For a couple hours. So just an isolated little pocket. Mm-hmm. It's California, so it's PG&E. So we always have these little things. So it's good. You probably do have your generator ready to go, but as we get closer to the winter season, make sure you check in.
Even like any maintenance that you might have to do, or if you have a problem, like now would be the time to get on the books, because, once the cold sets in and that's a, everyday thing, it does get harder to get service folks, to get on the schedule just because the jobs get busy.
Most of us go into triage. So if something's not working, we'll go out and work on it. If something that just needs service, well, yours is functioning. You may not be able to get it. Also right now, I know I've talked about this in previous shows. There is a huge labor shortage, and it's across every sector. That everybody I've talked to, from restaurants to contractors to hospitals to just retail stores. So if you do need to get something done, it may take a while to get somebody out. I know we just had a call today for somebody that had running water, and they were an existing customer with Jeffco, and we couldn't get anybody out there till Friday. I mean, we're solid booked up for a couple of days or a day and a half. So,
We still have
get on the books.
We also have the supply chain issues too, that are making things take longer still. So, I mean, that's the fear too. So, and I just heard on the news today, officially, you can expect that if you have problems with the mail, they're going to be even worse. That just got announced. Yeah. So, you and I know about a problem I have with mail. That whole thing never even showed up. So, okay.
Send her a check.
Never made it. So, okay, cool.
I was reading about the economy in China, and there's going to be supply chain, more supply chain issues.
So
China
having
as well.
Said so that, we have a little window
get
right
on
now.
The books.
Right. Yeah. We have a little window right now where we could really kind of take care of these things. I ask you a question that wasn't on your list though, because you're kind of a smart, earthy dude. I realize that came out wrong, but I know you personally, so I know that you like care about the environment and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I was just curious, like, so do you know anything about composting? Would now be the time, like, could you take all that stuff that's like up in your gutters and all that kind of some of those damp leaves and stuff? Could you like create an intentional compost area or compost pile? Is now kind of a good time to dive into that, or, you know?
Yeah. If you've got the space, and if you're like, we've never had a compost pile, mainly just because of critters. We had a bear in our driveway in Grass Valley. I mean, we're almost near downtown. We had a bear in our driveway just the other day. So I've never had a compost pile just because I don't want to attract bears. But yeah, you can use any litter like that, any organic material, from leaves to pine needles.
From all the yard work that might be kind of happening right now, you might have a place to store it. I know you can also do compost with, like, you can actually put lids and stuff, like you can keep them away from, I'm not a bear expert, but the good news is that by like mid-November, you should have a complete hibernation cycle. But that's not to say that, you know, again, I'm not a wildlife expert, but
and it's 2021, so gosh, really knows,
and yeah, I mean, it could be flaming snow this year. I don't know. No. I just thought
zombies,
like, you know? Right. I mean, trust me,
that don't hibernate any longer.
That could happen, I guess. Right. So I just think, you know, if you're gonna do all this yard work and stuff and you've been thinking about it, like, you know, you could do an experimental compost. Like, you can do whatever. Anyway, you know, you're gonna have all this yard waste.
But yes, you can definitely, all that yard waste is great to for your compost seed. Yeah, for sure. I think we have time for just one more thing, and that I just looked over my list. Thank you for reminding me that I actually wrote something. I just didn't have it in front of me. Now is also the time to check your furnace. You probably haven't turned it on yet. Turn it on. Make sure it fires up. Make sure it actually works. Don't wait till you actually need it for, you know, just turn the thermostat up to 80 degrees and see if it comes on. Make sure the blower comes on. Check those furnace filters. Make sure those things are clean. If they're not clean, replace them. When you're at the hardware store, pick up three of them, you know, because you want to be changing. You want to be checking them on a weekly basis or monthly basis. And depending on where they're installed, potentially even replacing them on a monthly basis, and how often you use the system. So get that checked out. Because once it gets, just like with the generators, once it gets cold, it's really hard for us contractors to get out there to your house when there's a demand call, when you absolutely need it, because you may have 30, 40, 50 people in front of you before we can get out there. So
if you wanted to make a appointment now, right, for your heating, air, plumbing, or electrical, ABT is the place to go, right?
Yeah.
So what phone number would people call?
I actually wrote it down. I have it this week. 530-230-9092. That number again, 530-230-9092. You can find us on the web at Easy as ABT is our website. You can also find us on Facebook. Please go like our Facebook page. We got a lot of fun stuff down there that we, you know, it's this kind of entertainment stuff. And occasionally there's some other
useful information.
Useful information.
Occasionally.
Mainly it's just for entertainment, because what's Facebook for anyway? But entertainment. It's either for entertainment or to make you upset. One of the two. But yeah, don't look at it as news or real data. And with that, I guess that is our show. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.